The New York City Garden Coalition, along with the Coney Island community, held a rally to restore the Coney Island Boardwalk Garden, which was in place for the last 16 years. It served 30 families who grew fresh produce in the garden to feed their families. An old Russian lady said the way the garden was destroyed was like a military operation. She counted on the food from the garden to feed her family. Bulldozers rolled in at 5 a.m. one day and they leveled the garden completely. There's a fence now around the area where the garden used to be. It's the work of the former Brooklyn Borough President Marty Markowitz. He rushed through the approval for the Coney Island Amphitheater project in December, and now the Boardwalk Garden and Coney Island community are going to court. They say the city and the developer, iStar Financial, did not follow rules to declassify the garden. Joel Kupferman with the New York Environmental Law and Justice Project says they are challenging the environmental review and approval of the amphitheater project in the Brooklyn-Queens Supreme Court. Kupferman says the environmental impact statement which approved the development was insufficient in many areas.
They failed to include hydraulic analysis. They had unsupported claims regarding an underground detention system. They want to plan to build something to hold the water without any calculations or any figures given to us. And the lead agency failed to consult with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. They're the guys who know the sewers, who build the sewers. And we got to remember that Coney Island West has been inundated with flooding, pre-sandy and post-sandy. It's failed to associate the project's location in the floodplain. There's no calculation of potential increased flooding. Ignored off-site impacts on other buildings and the neighborhood and the neighboring senior citizen center and public housing.
Kupferman says the community impact statement ignored the community garden and the public park land. Meanwhile, Aziz Daika with the New York City Community Garden Coalition says the coalition is being attacked for being anti-development. He says they're not against development. The coalition is against development in places where it shouldn't be, like 50 feet from the ocean. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.